Back in September, we brought you the story of a refugee family from Syria. They had resettled in the rural town of Turlock, California. That's about 2 hours east of San Francisco. Last week, the world's Monica Campbell went back to see how the family's doing.
When I last saw the family, Yassim Al-Hamad, the dad, was about to take his driver's test. Well, good news, he passed. As we pull up, so does Yassim, driving his minivan. I ask him if the test was easy.
Yes, easy, easy. Yeah.
He got three wrong, only.
He only got three wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps into a new life in the U.S. after fleeing war in Syria. It took Yassim, his wife, Wahid Al-Khalifa, and their kids nearly 3 years to be resettled here. Now, after that long wait, life is full steam ahead. The kids are in school, learning fast. Ara is 8 and in 4th grade.
How was school today?
Good. Because I passed the test.
Which test?
About multiplication. Easy, easy.
Really?
The parents are also learning English classes in the mornings.
ABC, he, who, he,
chi,
mechanic, insurance, gas.
When I first met Yassim, he was working at a halal slaughterhouse. But since then, he's decided he needs to learn English first. So they're receiving food stamps and other public assistance. And Yassim, who's 35, has a goal.
I like to have a farm. Yes. I dream to have a farm.
Cows, goats, chickens, like he had back in Syria before they fled, before their home was destroyed. Their friendships here in the U.S. are also deepening.
The people I met here, they are more than friends. They are like brothers. They are always support me and help me.
His wife, Wajid, then walks in with her neighbor, Kifa Aziz.
We became best friends since she moved here.
But they're also learning about the harsh realities of America and its politics. They're keeping up on the 27 U.S. governors who oppose taking in Iraqi and Syrian refugees. They worry the pushback will slow their other relatives, a brother and nephew, hoping to come next from Syria.
It's going to make it difficult and harder for people. For example, my brother, I told my brother it's going to take like 5-7 months. But after what happened, I told him, hey, it might take a year, 2 years.
Wajid says that now they're telling their family that after Paris, it's going to be very difficult. It might take much longer to get here. They also don't understand the questioning now over security and refugees. The family's process was long. They waited in Jordan nearly 3 years. There were many interviews and background checks. They asked me questions for a year and a half, Yassim says. When did my parents die? Where? Do I have any wounds? Was I in the army? When? Where? He remembers one interview with a U.S. official lasting hours. And since Paris, they feel a shift. Wahid says people stare at her when they wouldn't before.
Yes. You've noticed people looking at you differently.
Yes, different than before. No, it wasn't like this. But since Paris, what happened in Paris, things changed.
Her husband, Yassim, hopes things change soon.
Yes,
he says, I hope this time will pass. I hope for peace soon in Syria and all over the world. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Turlock, California.
To follow the family's trek from Syria to the United States, we've created a map. You can check it out at PRI.org.